And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm joined on the phone now by Channel 12 WKRC-TV Local 12 reporter James Pilcher. James, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Michael. Good to be back. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I know we've only got a short period of time before you've got to jet off to another story, but I want to hit on this story that you did out of Covington about the police officers and the firefighters being in self-isolation due to possible exposure to coronavirus. What's going on with that story?
Well, there's six police officers and two firefighters that we know of that the city is saying is self-isolated because either they or their family members have either been exposed or showing symptoms. I've also heard that one of the police officers' wives is actually pretty sick. So the problem is that these guys, these first responders, have been sitting at home awaiting tests for almost 2 weeks, test results from St. Elizabeth. And that they weren't, and the city's upset that they weren't put at the front of the lines, giving they are first responders and they need to be back out there. And they're being taken out of rotation. St. E's said they followed CDC protocols and everything else, but just when the day I did the story, they changed the policy and are allowing first responders testing and all of that to go to the front of the line. The problem is that the test results are still backlogged because there are so many in the system, and they had to wait a while to actually get approval to use private firms instead of going through the state labs and all of that. So there's a backlog on the results. The city is kind of frustrated because they don't know if they can put their police and firemen back out on the streets. And, you know, the firefighters and the first responders are upset because they want their families to be included. But that's not going to happen. I mean, even the healthcare workers' families can't get to the front of the line either, according to St. E's. So it's, you know, it's one of those unprecedented situations that nobody knows how to work through, but has created some tension between at least the city of Covington and other first responders in Northern Kentucky and St. Elizabeth.
Yeah, we saw the Covington city leaders, the mayor, come out and speak pretty strongly about the need to speed up this process. What are they saying now? Are they still upset?
Yeah, well, they're still waiting on some of those results. Last time I checked, they're pushing hard. That was actually a pretty extraordinary move. The mayor of Covington went on air with us and all but blasted St. Elizabeth, which I thought was, you know, pretty extraordinary. Usually these things are done in back channels, but I guess the frustration got to such a point that he felt like he could feel public with it. So I think that, but to St. Elizabeth and in their defense, part of the problem is that there are so many tests. They've tested themselves 750 people, but the results take a while. As you get more and more, you know, tests in the system, it takes a while to get them processed and back with the results. Plus, you have a possibility of false negatives or false positives, which muddies the whole situation as well.
Okay, I want to talk about Governor Beshear and some of the attention that he's gotten around Northern Kentucky and the state. You've done a story about this. Before we spend our last few moments talking about that, I know you're working on another more serious story that's premiering today on Local 12. Can you just
hopefully give us... It was supposed to run last night, but as you know, in TV news, we just never know when the press conferences are going to come. So there's been a couple of times now where I've been, quote-unquote, bumped by Trump, where the president comes on at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, and we have to air that. So some of the stories that we've already done have to hold, which is, I'm not complaining, believe me.
Oh, no, try hosting a show during the impeachment hearings.
Exactly. So, yeah. But no, in terms of another unprecedented situation, officials in Boone County and Florence are raising the alarms that there are some homeless groups that are housing people in low-cost hotels in Florence right off the interstate. One of the hotels right there in Florence is filled to the gills with homeless people. But these people don't have anywhere to go, and the homeless advocates are saying it's safer for them to be there than out on the street. They can take showers. They can wash their clothes. The health department is also saying, well, wait a minute, these people came in from out of state. Some of them did. There's no way to monitor whether they're getting their temperature taken, and whether or not they're getting proper, supervision. And so it's created, again, another tension point, another flashpoint in all of this. And neither side knows really what they can do. And the health department, Northern Kentucky Health Department, came out with a really strongly worded statement late last night saying, this is very, very concerning. I don't know what they can do about it. And, you know, the hotel managers aren't calling me back, but they're taking in the money. So again, it's an unprecedented, unusual situation. And hopefully it's supposed to air at 5:30 tonight on Local 12. So maybe you can check it out there and the story will be up on the web.
All right, James, we appreciate the preview for that story. That sounds very interesting and one we'll want to follow. But on a lighter note, even though the briefings are very serious every day, Andy Beshear, the relatively new and young governor of Kentucky, has become a bit of an unlikely star in the state. Keep in mind, he's won two statewide elections by razor-thin margins both times.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's beloved. There's more than 200,000 people in this Facebook group that have created these memes around him. And what did you find around Northern Kentucky while you were talking about this?
Well, not just Northern Kentucky, but the whole state. I talked to people in Paducah. I talked to people in Frankfort. It's a statewide thing. It ranges from the cute and the chiding to, you know, there are some people out there with serious crushes on the governor and they're calling him Beshear and the like. He has become a social media star, as has his interpreter, his sign interpreter, Virginia, apparently.
And Kenneth, don't forget Kenneth, the guy who changes the slides. It's crazy. Right. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. And he's getting shout outs. I mean, Virginia got a shout out on John Oliver's HBO show for her reaction to the coronavirus party people. And Michael, you're from Kentucky. You know we like our bourbon, right? So, you know, the bourbon trail people have actually created bourbon with Beshear to kind of ease your way into the 5 o'clock hour. You know, they mix a cocktail on Facebook and you can follow along and then you can sit down and watch Andy give the latest numbers. So it's a way I think people are trying to humanize this. But quite frankly, Beshear has gotten a lot of high marks for how clear and concise and, you know, direct he's been and how much he's trying to take control of this. And to be fair, so has Michael Wine on the Ohio side. I mean, I've heard Wine with the Wine at 2 o'clock, right? So it's a way I think people are trying to make what's serious a little bit more fun.
Well, I noticed DeWine started yesterday with a video that was supposed to be a little more lighthearted, so maybe he's taking cues from Kentucky
Andy Beshear. Andy Beshear is actually showing kids videos on his, you know, the kind of, you know, he knows he has kids. One woman down at Paducah created, coloring pages with Andy's picture and word searches and puzzles and things.
Oh, there's socks, there's fabric, there's all kinds of things available now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
James,
Etsy is full of Beshear memorabilia right
That's
now.
Crazy.
So.
I know you got to run. Welcome to the broadcast side of news. Glad to have you back on, and we'll look forward to more reporting of yours at Local 12 WKRC-TV, James.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
Up next, we'll recap the news out of Cincinnati City Hall. We'll be joined by WVXU's own Jay Hanselman. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.